from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We got Aaron Ladd here. I just would like to point out that you asked for a birthday song, and this was the song that he picked.
He got close enough.
He said to turn it up.
You asked, did you know what the thing is? When he used to play on 101, the Fox music, you asked him to go outside his comfort zone. He didn't know what to play. He had no clue.
He
was like, who do people like? Drake? He just typed in the first Drake song that popped up.
I said, give me In the Club, 50 Cent.
No, if you want birthday music, I'm more than happy. Happy 28th birthday to Aaron Ladd joining us. You're working on your birthday, man.
And happy 86th birthday to Kerry Harrison.
It's not my 86th birthday. I am
You're
36
still doing
years
it,
old.
A legend in this game.
Thank
man.
You, man. You know, I try to be, man.
We look up to guys like you.
You know, I try to be. All right, there's actually a lot of stuff I want to talk to you about. You have been to both preseason games. You also have been to, probably 10, 11 training camp practices?
Haven't been to either preseason game, and I think I've been to like 5 or 6 training camp practices, but yes, I appreciate that.
I was trying to help you out there.
No, I want to be honest.
I was giving you a lot of credit there. What's the thing that stood out to most of you in this offseason period that is over for the Chiefs? I know they have one more preseason game, but Patrick ain't playing. Travis ain't playing. Preseason is over for the Chiefs. What was your big takeaway?
I really thought it was going to be a battle between Kingsley Suomati and Wanya Morris for the left tackle spot, but Wanya's been banged up, and Kingsley's taken all the first team reps essentially from the full team getting there in St. Joe. He's been the guy. And you saw folks on social media, and this was really cool to see. Andy Heck really talked about the Chiefs offensive line coach, really talked about his ability to pull in space, what he's like when he is in open space and he needs to get out to the linebacker and give Xavier Worthy a little bit more time. Well, you saw that, and you saw that multiple times in this game. And for a young guy to be able to do that and step in with all the pressure, this team building towards the NFL's first three-peat, I thought it was really cool.
My biggest takeaway was Xavier Worthy, that I think it's easy. He's the number one pick. He's your first round pick. He just provides an explosiveness for this offense that they just didn't have last season. Like, they did not have a player. And I thought there were two pretty pivotal moments of this offseason that they've had. I mean, their first 7-on-7 drill, he scores a touchdown, big play down the field. And then what we saw him do in the second preseason game, that was much more like a real game than the first or the third preseason game is. It's not how the third preseason game used to be, 5 years ago. I felt like, at least for the first half, that had a lot of, real NFL tendency. So it's a little bit different now. But to make that play, to get off the line so quickly, I think he's going to have he's going to have a massive, massive outcome when it comes to this offense, whether it's just him being a decoy. You didn't have to respect MVS in the pass game last year. You didn't have to respect Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney. I think you're going to have to respect Xavier Worthy, and that just opens things up. That opens things up in the middle of the field for Travis Kelce. It opens things up for Rashee Rice, who was just a different kind of receiver than Xavier Worthy is. I think they needed somebody to kind of complete the room, and that's what I think he can do.
I wonder what your thoughts are on the Chiefs running back room, because I've left these first two preseason games in this preseason period. You mentioned Clyde Edwards-Helaire on the lead-in. I'm concerned about their ability to run the ball. And I feel like I've come on this platform before and said, they don't know how to traditionally line up and get 5 or 6 on a regular basis, and you're like, calm down. The short pass game is their version of the run. I'm not too worried. Isaiah Pacheco will be healthy when it's time, but if I'm going into this 2024 season, I'm assuming he's going to miss some time. Just violent running style. He's a guy that's usually banged up at some point in the year, late distance. Behind him is Clyde, who's missed a lot of time, and Carson Steele is maybe your third, or Denarik Prince. I know he looked good in the game against the Lions. If we're on the one side saying Kingsley's looked good and Xavier Worthy give you confidence and something to be proud of looking forward, I'm still wondering, going into this third preseason game, which we all kind of a mock dress rehearsal, I'm wondering what the running back room looks like behind Isaiah Pacheco.
This is why I'm a fan of Carson Steele and why I'm confident in him coming into the year is every year, and you play fantasy football, so you know this as well as anybody, there's going to be two or three running backs that come out of nowhere that end up having a big impact. They're usually day three picks or undrafted guys. Carson Steele dominated mid-major college football. He ran for 1,600 yards as a sophomore. That's dominating mid-major football.
Big time.
He could have went back to Ball State and done that again and maybe ran for 2,000 yards, or he chose to transfer. He went to UCLA. That's a big jump up. You go from Ball State to UCLA. He didn't struggle at UCLA. Last year, he averaged 5.1 yards per carry and had 900 yards rushing in what could have been the deepest league in college football. No one would be surprised if UCLA's running back ended up being a productive NFL player. That every year there's going to be a team that cashes in that seventh round pick running back is way better than people think. That undrafted running back, Philip Lindsay, a couple years ago with the Broncos, that is just way better than people think. I think the Chiefs could have that individual in Carson Steele. That if you were telling me Isaiah Pacheco, let's say he has to miss three games, it's the NFL, he plays running back, weird things happen sometimes. Who do I trust most out of that between him, Prince, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire? I trust Carson Steele with those carries. I've said this the whole time with Clyde. There's just no pop. There's none. He has no pop in his game. He doesn't have the ability to break big plays. I think Carson Steele can make guys miss. That sometimes I think we get so caught up in what your 40-yard dash time is. I think that's a little bit overvalued in this position. Can you make guys miss? Can you run over guys? And I think we've seen that Carson Steele has the ability to break tackles. I don't care if you don't run a 4.3 40. I don't need you to do that.
I will be at the preseason game this Thursday, which I want to make sure everybody knows will be on 38 The Spot. Democratic National Convention is running on NBC this entire week.
Y'all going to be so,
it's already
goodness.
Started off.
I wish I could see you guys' phone calls. When people sit down on Thursday to watch the Chiefs and they see Joe Biden on the screen, it's going to be so good.
Get those bunny ears out. You can also watch the game on Chiefs.com. Chiefs.com, they have a second stream there. I'm not supposed to say that as an employee of KSHB 41. I would encourage you to watch 38 if you have a priority there, but if your choice is text angrily into the news station or call them or just pull up Chiefs.com, just pull up Chiefs.com.
Bro, it's like $3 to go to the game. If you at the point that you got to watch the game on Chiefs.com, bro, go to the game, dog. Go to the game.
Some people are out of market. Some people are. I will be there, though, looking at all the Hard Knocks cameras. I'm going to try and sneak into an episode.
You're going to try to be a Hard Knocks. I'm trying. Call Ted Cruz.
I'm just going to be standing next to Ryan Poles on the sideline.
You got a shot if that's the case. Do you think that Caleb's going to be a star? Are you a Caleb Williams believer?
You know, I came on this platform like 3 weeks ago, and I was like, stop taking single plays out of context. You know, that makes you a dumb fan. That's not the right thing to do.
On Saturday?
And then he made two plays at red zone one, and then, of course, the one where he's rolling left, throws right.
Yeah, that only three players in the league could do that. And one of them is a quarterback of the Chiefs. There are not that touchdown pass he threw to Romo Odunze, there are not many people that can make that play.
I do think there are going to be points, and this kind of will be my retort to your Xavier Worthy point earlier. The league is too smart. Defenses adjust. We have an extremely small sample size. I posted on X, Caleb Williams looks the part because we've only seen seven drives. You know what I mean? Seven series or whatever it is. I would love to see what he could do in the pocket, but with the talent they've surrounded him around, the Cubs the Bears are on a fast track. That was that birthday blunt speaking from earlier.
No, I can tell. We got Aaron Ladd joining us in the studio. All right, let's get back to the Chiefs. So you have a little bit of an issue with the run game. I don't have a great issue with the run game. I think their run back room is fine. I think Isaiah Pacheco is probably like the 14th best running back in the league. They don't have
14th?
Yeah, I think he's like the 14th best running back in the league.
There's 13 running backs better than Isaiah Pacheco right now?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's never ran for 1,000 yards.
We're talking all-purpose, though. This is the Kansas City Chiefs offense we're talking about. Like, that's another part of what makes their running back so dangerous is because they're going to catch 250 yards.
You think Pacheco's higher than that? You think Pacheco's a top 10 back in the league?
14 would put him, I mean, if we're playing fantasy, 14 would put him at a running back, too. He's a running back one.
Yeah, I agree with that. But, I mean, I still think there's just...
He's probably 12. He's probably 11 or 12.
I mean, but then I also think there's some teams like... Detroit has two running backs that are better than Isaiah Pacheco. So, like, we could say running back two. I mean, there's, yeah, I mean, I think sure. There's a chance Atlanta has two running backs that are better than Isaiah Pacheco on their team. Yeah, I that's no knock how I feel towards Isaiah Pacheco. I think he's more than capable. I think he's like the 14th best running back in the league.
But I just think when he's out of that room, I trust Clyde for a spot start, but not to finish the game off.
They only have one proven running back on their team.
And I want to buy into the Carson Steele Disney movie as well. Like, trust me, it's cool. As somebody who works in the media and covers the team,
buying it. I might be the main
distributor. He's got a pet alligator, for goodness sakes. Like, the stories write themselves, but we're talking about a team that has played the most football since 2018. Like, he's going to, as a rookie, have to play until late January in Kansas City, a team that hosted a negative 20-degree wind chill game. This ain't UCLA anymore, my guy.
He was born in Indiana. He went to Ball State. You don't think he knows cold weather football? He was at one semester at UCLA.
If I'm telling you Carson Steele has 625 yards all-purpose, you taking the over or the under on that?
That's hard to say without knowing if they have an injury or not.
They're going to have an injury. It's a running back room in the NFL. They're going to have an injury.
I'm with you, but is that injury to Isaiah Pacheco? Does that mean he's played 15 games or 6 games this year? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's running back in the NFL. We can look 4 years ago at who the top 10 running backs in the league were, and now look, and they're completely different. Something inevitably happens to Isaiah Pacheco. I don't know when. Let me knock on wood here. But that's just the nature of the position that something goes down. If that happens, I am 100% taking the over on Carson Steele. I probably would take it anyway where – in fantasy, to use that term, as a handcuff. Hey, if something goes wrong, sure. I also think that Carson Steele could be a touchdown vulture this year. I think he could be a guy in short yardage situations that let's try to keep Isaiah Pacheco healthy. And on second and one, let's give the ball to Carson Steele. On first and goal from the 2 yard line, let's give the ball to Carson Steele. And he might have 6 touchdowns by doing it that way, even if he's not heavily involved in the offense. And he just becomes a touchdown vulture.
You know that misdirection in between the tackles, the shovels. The versatility that he offers Andy Reid, a guy who likes to scheme up and do different stuff. We haven't even talked about the behind-the-back pass, which I'm very thankful for because that got on my nerves. He does have the ability to be multiple and give them a lot of different looks. I just question if you're no longer the creative guy. You're now our every-down guy because we need you because of bodies if you can carry the load late in the year playing the most football that you've played to this point.
You know how last year you got on me about being mean to Sky Moore?
You stopped?
No,
you saw the error of your ways?
I have stopped. Okay, fine.
Or you just picked somebody new.
I don't have any of those feelings towards Sky Moore.
You just picked somebody new.
Kadarius Toney.
Oh, jeez.
I don't want Kadarius Toney around anymore.
Why is he around?
I don't want him in Kansas City. I don't want him in Independence. I don't want him in Olathe, Lone Jack, Odessa, Greenwood. I don't want him anywhere. Please get him away. He was unhealthy for the first preseason game that they had. Didn't play. He then gets into the second preseason game. First snap in the second preseason game. He commits 2 penalties. 1 play. 2 penalties.
I bet you saw that play. And just smiled ear to ear.
They then threw him the ball.
That was like finding money for you. You loved that.
He had 1 catch for minus 4 yards in the game. You know how in basketball they do like your plus minus? Yes. How do you have a plus minus in the negatives as a football player? Please, they've given Kadarius Toney too many opportunities, bro. At some point, as an employee, some of you have a small business. You hired somebody to your small business. They keep messing up. They keep costing you money. At some point, you have them come in. Hey, you know what? Let me help you with this. And you try to do. The Chiefs have done everything they could possibly can to try to get Kadarius Toney to be a productive NFL player. He's not. I see it. You see it. Everybody sees it. And he has to see what I see. You've done everything you can for that individual. It's time to let him go.
Is the juice worth the squeeze with Kadarius Toney anymore? That's what you were weighing, the opportunity cost. You understood when you got him from New York that this wasn't, it was something that needed to be repaired. It was something that you needed to, We have this argument at least once every month, it seems like.
I don't think we're going to have it again because I think he's getting cut in 8 days.
I think that, let's say he gets cut in 8 days. The trade was still a win. He made one of the most important plays in a championship season for you that helped you win the game, the longest punt return in Super Bowl history. Yes, I know you think it's overrated. Yes, I know you think Mahomes had to make some plays after that, and the text line has said some things as well. But you can't take for granted what that happened. And I think another reason why the Chiefs continue to do this, like, I call it hand-holding, pretty much, because that's what it is. Like, you see teams at all levels of professional sports kind of handhold certain athletes because their talent, what they do in between the white lines when it's time to go, when it's go time, you can't replicate that. I still think if you took KT out of the sterilized environment of an NFL team and just say, hey, we playing throw him up, bust him up in the backyard, he's going to be impossible to tackle because his skills and his athleticism can't be replicated. But to be able to be in a system and be a functional member of society, quote, is maybe the best way to say that, but like a model citizen inside the Chiefs organization, it's been tough for him to assimilate there.
Yeah, I think we have now, I've never seen since Kadarius Toney has gotten on the Chiefs, he has 340 receiving yards.
But that's not fair, man.
So all I'm saying is
he wasn't acquired as a wide receiver.
What was he acquired as?
He was a punt returner. He's like the Mecole Hardman guy. You didn't do this when Mecole Hardman got acquired last year. You said, oh, he's perfect for what they need right now.
Yeah, because they got him on a 1 year, $1 million veteran minimum deal.
So what'd you get Kadarius Toney on? A third round pick for 2 years?
Okay, but how many Mecole Hardman do they need? How many wide receiver fives do
you
need?
Well, they got another one because the Kadarius one didn't work out. That's good. Essentially what happened. And their moves since then have shown us that they don't have everything in out. And then Hollywood getting hurt on the first play, it shows you
that. You went to every Chiefs game last year and some road games. Can you think of a positive Kadarius Toney play last year?
The Jacksonville game, he had a very productive game. That was the game where the TikTokers went crazy because he adjusted his gloves before catching the ball mid-route. I mean, Kadarius Toney has some crazy TikTok plays.
That was not last year. That was in 2022.
Oh,
in the 2023 season, the Chiefs played 21 football games last year. We all watched them. You went to them. You were at the Super Bowl.
I really thought that was last year.
Can you think of one positive play for him last season? Can you think of one?
The Lions game was so hurtful to this because it was over then. I remember
you've been in a situation with a young lady.
Okay.
Where
why you always go there, man?
That's what I do. That's my calling card. That's my specialty. You had a fight with a girl, and it was over. And y'all kept trying to make it work fight, but you knew it was over. It was always I can't believe she said this. I can't believe she did this. You guys maybe went on for a couple more weeks after that, but that moment, and you remember when it was. Tony's time with the Chiefs was over after that Lions game.
The New England game never trusted
him again after that. Pat didn't trust them anymore. Andy didn't trust them anymore. Fans didn't trust them anymore. They then gave him another shot. The Buffalo Bills game. He cost them two football games last year. Two. You can say the biggest reason they lost two games last year was Kadarius Toney. Can you think of a game that he has won them?
Super Bowl 57.
They win the Super Bowl if Kadarius Toney isn't on their team. They win the Super Bowl.
I don't know about that one.
It was a 38-35 game. He made one punt return. I saw Patrick Mahomes on one leg hopping around, and they won the Super Bowl without Kadarius Toney. I hate that we do this now.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one.
Kadarius Toney is why they won the Super Bowl.
That was almost a touchdown play in the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl. I'm not taking that for granted.
And then the game was tied 3 minutes later, and their quarterback had to take them down the field.
Okay, they were down 10 to start the half, though, Dot. It's not like the game was even and this was played in a vacuum. They were playing catch-up.
Yeah.
They needed to keep scoring. He scored them effectively two touchdowns in a row. Yeah, that matters. And he's not been a model citizen, and he can't get on the field right now. And they tried to move him to running back. And really, I thought it was just boost his trade stock to get anybody to buy something at him. But nobody wants him because when he gets out there, it's not good. It might be over not only in Kansas City, but in the league for Toney.
I'm not even gonna make a joke about Kadarius Toney. Let's leave Kadarius Toney alone. I was gonna ask, would you rather have two McChickens or Kadarius Toney?
There you go. You always go too far.
I said that's what I was going to say. I didn't say it though. I was thinking it, and I was about to, and then I stopped myself.
You always
that's
go too growth, far.
That's maturity.
Finally, on your 89th birthday, you got mature, finally.
That's maturity, man. I'm happy. All right, before we get you out of here, and I'm so thankful of your time that you've made it a point to come join us.
On my birthday, man.
I know, man. Working hard, you know? Hardest working man in Kansas City. I would like to play this audio cut for you really quickly. So there was this individual, if I can find it here, I'm trying to find it. Here it goes. So I want to play this for you really quickly because you have been to at least 6 weddings this year.
I've been to quite a few
you've
weddings.
You've been to a lot
it's
of weddings
that time
this year.
Of life. Yeah.
I just want to play this for you.
So me and my fiance, we are getting married, right? And to be a part of our wedding, you have to pay $450 for a ticket. And that's for each guest. So we invited friends and family to our wedding. Tell me why everybody that we invited has declined the invitation. We already have spent almost close to $200,000 on the wedding. We have already pre-ordered the cake. We already put down a deposit for the venue. We've already got the wedding dress, everything. We pay for everything for the wedding, DJ, photographer, everything for the wedding. And what I don't understand is that y'all spend more money on stupid stuff, but you can't come out to support your family and your friends at a wedding. Like, tell me if I'm wrong. Tell it, like, is we wrong? Let me know. Because y'all pay for tickets, Beyonce tickets, $1,000 tickets. Y'all going to go meet Chris Brown for $1,000-something, but when it comes to your friends and your family, you can't pay the ticket. Like, these weddings ain't cheap. Like, what's going on? Like, I don't get it.
Before you chime in, I just want to make one small observation. He says, tell me if I'm wrong. The fact that none of your family wants to pay for it should tell you that you were wrong. You don't need me to offer up my opinion. You were selling a product. No one bought said product. That should tell you that you've done something wrong.
You gotta sell me on this. So it was $450 and we're going to your destination wedding in the Bahamas. I have an all-inclusive resort for a couple of days. And you've got things, excursions planned in. I'm all there. But if it's $450 just to go down the street here in Kansas City and go to the church and go to the reception, I'm not biting on that. Plus gift. I mean, most of these weddings that you go to anyway are already $450. That's light. A ticket?
I went to the Renaissance tour. The production value
was better.
Through the roof.
I hope I get a physical ticket to the wedding instead of a QR code.
Yeah, you know? What are we doing here?
Oh, like an actual ticket.
Do you miss physical tickets?
This was my 1 minute. Like 2 weeks. You don't even listen to what I say.
Okay, my bad. I apologize.
I had my 1 minute ISO like a month ago on the death of physical media and how, you know, people don't collect tickets anymore.
What was the first concert you went to?
Cole Swindell. I know.
Bye, Aaron.
Not great.
Bye, Aaron.
Happy birthday, C-Dot.
Cole Swindell was your first concert?
Yeah. It was at Summerfest in Milwaukee.
Got it. Quinn, what was yours?
Kenny Chesney at Arrowhead Stadium.
Okay. See? There we go. Birds of a feather.
I saw Jay-Z, my first concert.
Oh, jeez.
A little different than Cole Swindell. I'm really surprised. I would have guessed yours would have been like Plies or something. You seem like I went to go see Boosie. That's what it seems like.
No, Cole Swindell, baby.
That's what it seems like. Aaron Ladd, man, I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for coming to the studio,
Thank you.
Happy birthday, man.
Let's do something, man. Hit me after the show.
I don't think that's going to happen for us. I don't think that's going down for me and for you. Maybe, no, I would say maybe tomorrow. I'm not even going to be here tomorrow. So when I get back.
When I get back,
we'll work on it. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the Kansas City Royals. Is Seth Lugo back? We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. I do want to talk about the Royals, and I sometimes get distracted, and that's my fault. I would like to read this because we were talking about this, and this is one of the things that I will go to my grave. If I'm the only person that feels this way, that's fine. Someone says, CDOT, I am not a Kadarius Toney apologist, but to say they win the Super Bowl without Toney is wrong. He's certainly not the reason, but he factored in, and they don't win without that return. I would just like to point out that the Chiefs are winning the game when that punt return happens. So to say they don't win the game, they are winning when it happens. What are we talking about? The Chiefs are up 28-27, and the Eagles just have a three and out and punt the football back to Kansas City in a with 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They absolutely can win the game without that punt return. I know I'm the only person that thinks that about the punt return. I'm not saying a big play did not happen. Obviously, it is a big play in the game, but to me, to justify the trade with Kadarius Toney, we have now overvalued the punt return. They are winning the game. The Chiefs are getting the ball with the lead in the fourth quarter, and now we're like, oh, they wouldn't have won without it. What are you talking about? What if the Chiefs go on a seven-minute drive to then score a touchdown, and now they're up eight with 3 minutes to go? Chiefs don't win that game? They can't win? What are we talking? Why do we have to do this? It's like we all watched the game, and then we didn't watch the game. It never makes sense to me that we do this. I'm telling you, if that is my one hot take that you remember, I want you to remember like three things of my career. I want you to remember that barbecue has very average sides. It really does. Has very average sides. Coleslaw, trash. Potato salad, trash. Baked beans, trash. Very average sides. I want you to remember that March Madness is incredibly overrated. It is the only tournament that we watched. It gets worse as it keeps going. I want you to remember that. And the only appeal of the tournament is that the first 2 days happen while we're at work. I want you to remember that. Number three, I want you to remember that In-N-Out is terrible. And I also want you to stop selling this. The Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl without Kadarius Toney. Please stop saying that to people. It's not true. It's not accurate. It's false. It is 28-27, and they are receiving the ball in the fourth quarter. They win the game without Kadarius Toney. They do. And after this punt return that was so valuable, the Eagles go down the field, and it is tied 35-35 with 5 minutes to go in the Super Bowl. And then Patrick Mahomes takes them on a 12-play, 66-yard drive that takes up the entirety of the clock, and they win 38-35. I don't know why we tell this lie about Kadarius Toney to feel good about the trade. It's not true. That's it. That's all I got. I'm sorry.
You feel better?
Yeah, I just hate the way. I really hate it. It really makes me angry. I don't think you understand. It makes me angry. It really does. I'm sorry. All right, let me tell you this before we talk about the Royals. I promise you we'll talk about the Royals. If you are texting the old text line, I do not have it anymore. It does not work anymore. I am not reading it. You are not texting anybody. You are simply talking to yourself. If you would like to talk to the show and I can see it and reply to you and interact with the show, 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. So call that number, text that number, save that number in your phone. That's the new number, new station, new number, new phone. Who this? I also, if you would like to participate in Survivor, you can do so. You can text in to Survivor. So email 965thedrive@gmail.com. You're going to get a bounce back email. It will give you all of the rules, all of them, every single rule of how to play Survivor. You guys know the rules, though. You pick one team a week. You cannot repeat on teams. When you miss, yeah, you're eliminated. That is the Survivor rule. So I would just like to update you guys on all of this. And if you would like to text in right now, 913-586-7965, and you want me to reply, and I will happily do that. I will try to reply to as many as you as possible. Be patient, because the show is currently happening, so I can't reply right this minute to all of you, but I can like in the next 10 minutes, and I'm happy to reply to all of you. All right. Someone says, CDOT, I was listening up until the in and out part. Yeah, I mean, it's not good. I'm sorry, it's not good. I hate to tell you guys that it's not good. It's not good at all. All right, so let's talk about Seth Lugo. So yesterday, a couple people came up to me. It's like, man, you're really hard on Seth Lugo. I love Seth Lugo the way that you guys like Seth Lugo. My only point on Seth Lugo is, hey, the version that they got yesterday. The version that they got yesterday, that's the one that they need. Now, I'm not here to diminish and say, oh, well, you did it against the Angels. I mean, that's not a good baseball team, but hey, at this point, I will take a win any way you can get it. the Royals are 2.5 games back of the division, and they play the team that is directly ahead of them starting Monday. You really got a chance to do this thing. You really do. You're right there if you are the Kansas City Royals to get this thing going and to catch the Cleveland Guardians. So I'm not here to complain about the opponents and who they be. I don't care anymore about that. The version that they got yesterday from Seth Lugo, that's the one that they need. That's their formula. Yesterday, you saw the Royals implement their formula and how this team needs to win. It's a different formula than the Royals had in 14 and 15. But what they did yesterday, that's their formula. They got 6 innings from their starter. A reliever came in and got them off the hook. They just continue to press you off. They got 7 innings yesterday from Seth Lugo, gave up 4 hits, 2 earned runs. My apologies. I was reading from the wrong part of the paper. And he had 8 strikeouts yesterday. That's the Seth Lugo that made the All-Star team yesterday. Now, it wasn't the perfect start. I mean, heading into that 7th inning, he was rolling. And then he got in a little bit of trouble. He got himself out of the trouble. They then brought the bullpen in. The bullpen gave you 2 strong innings. They win the game. They gave you a couple of insurance runs to make sure, hey, we're good here. And that was the win. That's the formula for this team. This team can't go 5 innings and depend on their bullpen to give you 4 innings. Certainly not against good teams. They need Reagans to give you 6 or 7. You need Lugo to give you 6 or 7. You need Brady Singer to get you 5 or 6. And then you need to cut down the bullpen. Yesterday, how they won that game yesterday, where Lugo gave you a quality start and you got Bobby Witt Jr. contributed to a win. Vinny Pasquantino contributed to a win. Salvador Perez, who has been doing this for over a decade. That's the Royals formula and how you are going to win and how you're going to manage the next 22 games that they have against a series of good teams.
Yeah, and if you're talking about the bullpen, you know, it's going to get better when the postseason comes around because I think that they're going to bring Alec Marsh back up. And he can be inside the bullpen. He's been a bullpen arm in the past. And so you can get better in your bullpen. But you're absolutely right. You know, you have built this team off of your starting pitching. You went out, you brought in a couple of guys that didn't really prove it as a starter or have been mediocre as a starter and have come in this year and been very successful. Even guys that you've had question marks on, like Brady Singer, right, who was thrown to the hounds during the shortened season for COVID and hasn't really found his stuff, has been able to come in and been arguably the best third rotation piece in all of baseball. I mean, he's been very good for what you've asked him to do. He's consistently been top 20 in a lot of pitching statistics. He has the most 6 innings of 1 run or less baseball in all of sports. This is the way that you're going to win baseball games. You focus on your starting pitching. You have your stars drive in the runs. There's a reason why the Royals lead the league in runs with runners in scoring position. This is your team. We have to forget about how the teams won in 14 and 15. This is a totally different team with a totally new build.
Coming up on the other side, you know what? I would like to give out a star. You know, school is now starting, and Quinn, you remember it. When you did something really good at school, your teacher would put a star on the board. You have been a great example to the other students. I'm going to give a star. I'll tell you who I'm giving the star to. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. What makes me laugh about Quentin and you're listening to The Drive is Quentin is just playing music for himself at this point. Just he's not playing music he thinks I want to hear. I don't even know if he's playing music that he thinks you want to hear. I think Quentin is back there just amusing himself. And you know what? I appreciate that energy, man. I don't know what song you just played. I don't want you to tell me. Someone on the text line was also vibing with you. I don't think you gave him enough of the song. You gave him a little taste of the song, and then you took it away.
I think statistically, based on the demographics of our listeners, I'm pretty sure a lot of people like that song.
No, that's perfectly fair. Again, if you're happy, I'm happy, man. I appreciate you being here. I really am. Rob is sick with COVID, for those of you that are wondering where Rob is. So Rob will be back maybe tomorrow, Thursday. Who knows how long it takes to get over it. But Rob told me that Saturday he was feeling pretty awful. Sounds like he is on the up and up. Sounds like he'll be back at some point this week. Let me give you guys a couple of information pieces before we move forward. The new phone number is 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965. If you were texting the old number, stop. I cannot see it. I cannot read it. the login doesn't even work anymore. So please stop texting that number. It's not, it doesn't work anymore. So if you want to text or call, whichever one makes you happy, 913-586-7965. That is the new phone number. I also would like to encourage you to sign up for Survivor if you would like to be a participant in that. The email is 965thedrive@gmail.com. Email that. You will get a bounce back email. It will give you all the rules, how to sign up, how to play in Survivor. Get your pick in before the Chiefs play on Thursday against the Ravens. You certainly have a lot of time to get your pick in. If you do that, you know what? Everything will be good. Quentin, are you signing up for Survivor? Are you planning on playing Survivor with us this year?
I think actually, since I saw the login and everything, I think I will. I've never done Survivor before, but I think last year the midday show was doing one, and yeah, there was a lot of beef going back and forth, so I'd like to throw my hat in the ring in at least one of these.
I'm going to ask you, I guess, one question. What? Give me a team that you think is overrated coming into the season. Give me a team that you think is underrated coming into the season.
I mean, I don't think that the Texans are going to sweep through everybody like everybody seems to think. So I don't think the Texans are a bad team, but I do think that they are overrated in the sense that now they have a first place schedule, and you know they're going to have to be that again for an entire year, and I'm just not so sure if I believe in that. But I still think they make the playoffs and everything. They're just not going to be like the number one team everybody seems to think they are. And then a team I think that people are sleeping on, I think in that same division, I think nobody wants to talk about the Colts. And we saw Anthony Richardson for just a little bit before he got hurt, and I'm still very intrigued by Anthony Richardson, and nobody just wants to talk about what the Colts have done. So I think the Colts are a sneaky wild card team that people are sleeping on, or could win that division. Because if you remember last year, that division came down to a three-man race, and it was Gardner Minshew, you know, going up playing for he was playing the quarterback for the Colts, and if he plays better, then maybe they're in the playoffs. So
they also had a winning record last year, right, which for a team that didn't have their starting quarterback and played Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew got 12 starts last year. So shout out to him. Someone on the text line says, CDOT, is Survivor when you pick a new team to win every week? Yes. So how Survivor works is let's say in week one you pick the Chiefs. You think they're going to beat the Ravens. Great. The Chiefs win. You cannot pick the Chiefs anymore the rest of the season. Then week two, you pick another team. You do that until maybe you're the last person standing. You probably won't be the last person standing because I plan on being the last person standing this year. So that is how you play Survivor. You pick one team each week to win. You cannot pick the same team multiple times.
I remember the Cowboys week two or three against Arizona really hurt some people because I think that was week three, where there were just a ton of people that were upset about that because of their Survivor stuff. I know, like, the Midday Show was talking about that kicked a lot of people out because people were just banking on, oh, the Cowboys are going to go in and roll over Arizona, and they did not.
No, they did not. Someone said, CDOT, what is the email? The email is 965thedrive@gmail.com. So email that. You will get a bounce-back email. It will give you all the information that you need to sign up, compete, have fun. It's free, so you don't got to worry about, oh, I got to put in. No, you don't have to put in any money. All you have to do is sign up, log in, and fill it out every single week. It is the easiest thing to possibly do. So someone said, can you send me the link? I've given you all the tools. I cannot give you any more tools than I have on how to play Survivor. That is all the information that I have on what you need to do to sign up for Survivor. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll talk a little bit of Royals. We'll also talk some Chiefs. We had Nate Taylor join us in studio yesterday. Here's what he said about Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Say a prayer, y'all. I'm dead serious.
You think he's done?
Say a prayer. He's going to have to, this is crazy. He's going to have to play on Thursday. Andy Reid, we talked to him today before today's practice, and it was brought up. And Andy Reid said, I don't know.
So that was Nate Taylor yesterday. I'm not 100% certain that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making the team either. Now, I know what he said a couple of weeks ago about his mental health and dealing with PTSD, and I'm certainly mindful of that. Could the Chiefs possibly put him on the PUP list and give him a little bit of time? Could they just put him on the injured reserve list, kind of keep him around the team, but just not have him active for the year? I, I'm just not 100% certain that Clyde Edwards-Helaire is making this team. I don't think that he has really separated himself over the course of the last 2 months of playing football on this team. It is a very low proposition to release him from the team. This third preseason game, I think, kind of matters for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I think he is going to play. He kind of has to play. Like, starters, sure. Mahomes isn't playing. Kelsey's not playing. Guys whose jersey you own, they're not playing. Everybody else, I mean, you still only got a limited amount of space. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have to play in this game. Or if he doesn't play, that's more opportunity for Denarik Prince to showcase. That's more opportunity for Carson Steele. If those guys go out there and play well, I think it really, really squeezes the roster. I would say for the Chiefs, out of their 53-man roster, I think like 50 of the spots are already logged in. Now, we'll see if they keep six as opposed to seven wide receivers. I think they're going to keep seven wide receivers. I'm still not sure if Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to make this team. But for a team that we all think can win the Super Bowl, there's just not a lot of roster movement on this team. There's not a big roster bubble of who we think is going to make it and who's not going to make it. So I think Clyde is the player to watch coming into this thing. How long is he in the game? How does he play? If Clyde is in the second half of the third preseason game, oh, he really fighting to make the team. He is not firmly on this team if you were in the second half of this preseason game. So he's going to be the player that I'm most going to watch here in a couple of days at Arrowhead Stadium to find out if he's going to make this team. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Kansas City Royals as they won yesterday. They are 2.5 games back. They still have two more games against the Angels, and the Guardians take on the New York Yankees. So by the end of this week, the Royals could be in first place in the American League Central. We'll also talk some Chiefs and get you ready for the season. It is inching closer and closer. Keep it right here. It's 96.5 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!